Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
I'm Tony.
And I'm Tally.
And we are
the Lazy Book Lovers.
This is a podcast of book lovers who procrastinate about reading and have never-ending to-be-read piles. Why were you going to touch a rustly packet of crisps?
I wanted to move it out of the way in case I knocked it and it rustled. I didn't make any noise
with
it.
You didn't, to be fair. Sorry, guys.
No one would have known.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So today's episode... I'm distracting myself so much. Today's episode is our quarterly check-in slash half-year, six-month check-in. With just something new we're doing for 2024. Every quarter we're kind of doing an update, a brief one about life, and then our sort of reading stats at that current point.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, I'm going to do a quick shout-out to our July-August buddy read is live. The title... is gone from my brain.
My boss is the devil.
Thank you. So you can find that linked in the description, wherever you're listening, and on our socials. So if you would like to read along with a book with us, go and check that out. And also, if you like us and would like to support us a little bit, because we do this around full-time work, so it's more of a passion project, but we'd love to turn it into something that we make a little bit of extra money from. So if you have any money going spare, we have a Ko-fi subscription. It's a lot like Patreon, just a different platform, and it gets you access to our exclusive Discord where we're trying to build a book community.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all the things. Let's get into the check-in. Are you going to do any life update? You declined to do one last quarter because life was lifing.
Do you know what? I just don't have much to say. Life is just, I'm still alive. That's about it, really.
Headline things, two kids, busy, busy, 1,000 jobs, busy, busy. Is that something?
Yeah,
that something
pretty much, I would say, yeah. I feel like I don't stop.
Yep.
Done. Moving on. Tell me about yours.
You guys probably heard it if you've been listening to a few episodes. I got hella fucking sick in May, and I lost an entire month to it, essentially.
Mm.
And that one has scared me into trying to sort out the sort of burnout cycle I've been stuck in. And I've been saying this for fucking ever, but I'm really trying this time. We've got lots of hard... I've now put rules in place for myself, like I'm a child, to do with, like, having breaks. Like, I must have two evenings where I'm doing nothing a week. I know, it's such a luxury.
No, I mean, I chose to have children, so...
And just little things like that, being, like, the blog, like, if I don't get it done, the world does not end. Things like the podcast, not recording on the same week as I'm doing PT, just trying to slow down a little bit, which I'm not very good at historically, but I've been on this cycle where I like burn out, get super fucking sick, and then I've got to climb back up again, and it just, I'm done with it, getting too old for it. So that's my headline news, is I'm just like really, really trying to take better fucking care of myself.
I just thought of something exciting that happened to me.
Oh, go for it. Trigger warning for pets bringing animals dead or alive into the house and gross snail things.
When I got out of bed this morning, I stepped on a mouse. So...
because you have cats. Important context.
The cats...
it's not one of her children going feral.
The cats, obviously thinking I was not appreciating the gifts enough that they left in the living room, have been trying to make it very clear they're for me.
Because, I mean, you live, like, right in the countryside and they back,
yeah,
you back,
yeah,
onto,
we
like,
back
a
onto
field.
A field, yeah. Did I tell you about when they caught some bats?
No. Oh, no.
In the middle of the day, they bought us some bats.
Yeah.
What are you doing with bats in the middle of the day? One was and one was not.
Did they let the live one go in the house?
No, it was... they both got dropped outside the back door, and the one that was just about alive, we only knew it was alive because it was clinging to the wall. So we had someone come and collect the bat, and he pulled out the wing, and the wing had like cat fang marks in it. But he did say they can fly. The bat will still be able to fly. Just depends on whether the bat survives. So he took the bat away, but we were very sad about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I trod on a mouse this morning. I wanted to cut my foot off.
Do you know what the worst thing that's ever happened to me? Speaking of cats. So ours are now 18, so they're not doing this shenanigans anymore. I mean, Yugi has let a live bird go in this house.
Yeah.
And the dogs then tried to... That was a whole thing.
Protect.
The dogs tried to join in.
Huh? Yeah.
So Sybil used to do this thing where we had a different shoe rack, and she could let the mice go in the corridor, and they would hide under the shoe rack, and then she could bat either side of the shoe rack and like scoop her paw in.
They're such bullies, aren't they? They're so sadistic.
She wouldn't be able to get the mouse into this thing, but she'd do it because it was a fun game.
Yeah.
And this was like, she had a special meow that used to happen, which was like, I've got a fucking mouse meow.
Mm.
So we'd sprint and shut all doors, so then the mouse would be trapped there, and so she could have her fun little game. It was a whole fucking thing that went on for years. One time, I go to put on my trainer.
No.
And I feel something squishy.
Yeah.
Take out my shoe, look down, and there is a trembling, alive mouse just shaking, looking at me at the bottom of the shoe. And I was like, how the fucking long have you been there?
What is going on?
And it was so afraid that I couldn't shake it out. I didn't want to touch it because they can have heart attacks from fear. So I end up just taking my trainer, which I needed for a sport I was going to play, and it was my fancy trainer. I took it outside and just sort of left it in the garden and wore my slightly shit trainers to training that day.
Yeah.
So, been there.
Yeah, I think the worst one I did was when I trod on a little pile of snail guts.
Ew.
It was still...
Yeah.
Again, I wanted to cut off my feet.
Pets are gross.
So when I walk around in the middle of the night, basically I need to learn to put slippers on.
Yeah. I guess you can't turn lights on because you don't want to wake up the kids.
No, and I don't want to wake up my eyes if I'm just going for a wee.
Don't want to wake up my eyes.
That time I just wanted to see what a crunching sound was. It was snails being eaten.
Oh, God.
And this morning I just got out of bed. Charlie's so kind. He really is concerned I'm not eating well enough. Yeah.
Yeah, now our cats are older, though. They're doing their mouse meows.
Yeah.
There's a very specific...
Yeah.
If you're not a pet owner, you don't know it. There's a very specific meow, which means I've got something dead or alive that I'm going to let go now.
Yeah.
But now they're older, they have worked out that meow gets us to come
instantly. Come running, yeah.
Instantly. So now we're old and we just want food or something.
So this morning I wrapped it up in a bit of kitchen roll and I put it on the bin because I wanted to ask my partner, do we normally put them in a bin or... like put them in the field because I know it's dead, but like,
yeah,
and I can't remember what he not because he normally disposes of them.
Yeah,
for
dad
me.
Dad is in charge of animal disposal.
And so I went in and said to him, like, there's a mouse on the bin, it's wrapped up in some kitchen roll, do I put it in the bin or are we throwing them into the field? Yeah. Basically. And he was like, no, we put them in the field. And I was like, okay, great, I'll leave it on the bin if you could do that, please. And then I walked back in and baby girl was waving the kitchen around in the air and the mouse was on the floor and I was like, for fuck's sake.
Oh,
luckily she hadn't noticed the mouse or she would have been showing me that with her little grubby little toddler fingers around it. Anyway, oh, read him. This is why I shouldn't do life update. Okay, so reading. I've been reading so much.
I
don't understand what's happened.
Every time I go on the community bit on Storygraph, I'm just seeing a bunch of shit ton of stuff from you.
And I wouldn't even say I'm overly depressed, which is normally what happens when I read a lot.
Correspondence. Yeah. Maybe you read when you're happy now too. Or like happy relatively.
I think as well, because I was looking back and since I properly got back into reading, which was around 2018, I would say, when I had for the first time in my life time off when I was pregnant with my first, I started properly reading again.
Yeah.
And I was looking back and every year it's just been going up and up and up. So obviously people who read a lot, when they give tips, because people always want tips on how to read a lot, they always say it's like It's practice makes perfect. It's like a muscle once you start reading more.
You can read faster and comprehend it faster. Yeah.
And I think looking at my statistics, that is very much what's happening.
Well, I've been chasing that 100 books in the year since I worked at the hospital. So that's about 2018.
That was your full depression, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that was bad news bears time. Yeah.
So, yeah, and this year I'm not tracking the amount of books. I'm tracking pages because I wanted to try and read my bigger books.
Yeah.
And I'm doing really well.
All right.
I'm not reading my big books. I'm just reading loads of other books.
What's your stats?
So my goal is to read 50,000 pages this year.
Yeah.
And so far I've read 66% of that. So I've read 33,077 pages, which is quite good. So on Storygraph, I choose to track my audiobooks as pages because I'm counting them as my pages goal.
Yeah.
On Storygraph, you can set up a separate audio one and do minutes and hours if you want, but I've just done it all as pages.
The hours tracker isn't very accurate, I'm discovering also.
Is it not?
No.
Oh.
Even when you make sure you add it, not as percentages, but as hours
in
the tracking thing, it's still not very accurate because it says I've listened to 2 hours of audiobooks and I've done 20 audiobooks this year, so that's not true.
It depends on whether the audiobooks have been set to save as minutes or pages.
So I mean, I've been saving it as minutes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It must have been the books are set up wrong.
Yeah, potentially, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's 107 books across making up those pages, which, as I said, is really
Jesus
good.
Christ.
Last year, I read 150 books, so obviously I'm going to do that this year. We're halfway through the year.
Yeah, so we're only halfway through the year and you've already exceeded, like, you're chasing last year's almost.
Wow. Imagine if I read 200 books.
That would be sick.
Interesting.
I have, my goal was 75 books. Really, I want 100, but 75 seemed quite reasonable because that was like, I kind of chased a 50 books and about 25 audios. I've definitely exceeded that audio, so I think overall I'm going to exceed this target. So I'm at 45 books total. Pages, I'm not doing as well. So I had a 40,000 page goal and I'm at 14,817 pages.
Oh, that's good.
So this is, I'm 5,000 pages off of being on target.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is too bad.
That's really
good. I have been reading a lot of shorter books this year just because start of my year has been quite stressful. So I've just not been able to, like, focus long enough, honestly, to read a longer book. Or because I'm sort of reading in little snippets around work and stuff, a longer book, I'd be on the same book for a month, easy. So short books means I'm at least, you know, getting through some more stories. And I'm really enjoying reading, so I wanted that hopping about feeling. Yeah. So I reckon it will even out as the year goes on.
I was just looking at, like, the format thing. Yeah. I've read so many audio. 59% of the books I've read this year have been audio.
53% of mine are audio.
Yeah. Their audio is really getting me through.
So, of the number of books I've read, 24 are audio, 9 are physical books, 12 are digital.
Yeah. My digital is 21%, which is... Oh, my print is 20%. That is really high for digital because usually I struggle with that, but I'm trying to read more.
Yeah, also, yeah, you had a few months where digital just wasn't doing it for you and you weren't able to read
it. I'm always struggling with digital. Usually as soon as I look at my screen, I fall asleep.
I wonder what it is.
But yeah, so this says on this little... if you use Storygraph, by the way, they give you all of these stats and, like, pie charts and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen you can now get a monthly collage of the books you've read?
No, I saw that on your socials, yeah. But I haven't gone and found it myself.
So when I go on format, it tells me how many hours I've read. So it's 533 hours. Which is crazy.
So I mean, I don't feel like the audio...
So when you go down to yours, what does yours say?
My pie chart has it.
Yeah, 179,
but... If you look at, so this is the squiggly graph that does pages, books read, and hours listened. The minutes listened is like nothing.
Yeah, so the books have saved as pages instead for some reason. You can go into them individually and tell it to do it as minutes.
That's
it will
I
be
am
a pain.
It as minutes.
No, like you have to actually say convert to minutes, even though you're saving it as minutes.
Oh, okay, that's what I've been doing wrong then.
Yeah, you have to actually tell it to do that.
Okay. So what are your top moods?
Dark, adventurous, emotional and mysterious are my top four. What are your top four?
Okay, so my top mood is adventurous, emotional, funny, dark. I mean, the next one's lighthearted, but I feel like that captures my 2024 pretty well, to be honest.
Yeah.
Adventurous, emotional, dark.
I've also got the highest streak, because you cannot have a streak feature on StoryGraph. You could turn it off if you want. So I'm on 185 days.
No.
It's been really pushing me. I've wanted to keep that. So
the problem with me and the streak is, because I know you can go back and retroactively save the date that you read it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what I read when.
Yeah.
It would just have been a week since I last updated. And I'm like, oh shit, I've done 100 pages since then. When those 100 pages occurred, I don't know.
I've now got into a habit of when I have my morning coffee, I add in what I did the day before.
I do it just before I go to bed, so I don't understand how I keep breaking my streak.
I was trying to do it before bed, but I was falling asleep, so now I do it in the morning.
I don't know if it's because occasionally I'm going to bed after midnight, so and maybe I'm doing the update after midnight, and that's how I've lost it.
Possibly.
But, you know, I don't mind about the streak so much. I turned it on, but I don't use it actively.
I have a bingo board from hell that I'm doing this year, which was made by Leanne at Literary Diversions, but she did it so that we could put in our own things. So I changed one of them. Last time I was doing audiobooks, wasn't I? 10 audiobooks. Yeah. But as I realised, I go for audio.
That in 1 month alone.
I've changed it to digital books, so I'm still doing well on that square. That's probably what's pushed me to pick up digital more.
Yeah.
Challenge books I'm doing well with. Reading my NetGalley Veterans, not so well with. getting through series, I'm doing well with. I'm actually reading series lately. Reading indie published books, doing well. Non-fiction, I want to do 10 this year. I've currently done 4. So I've just got to pick that up a bit.
You know, I actually have non-fiction this year.
Like, you've read some?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
I think I've done 3 or 4.
Oh.
Discovered I can listen to them.
That's my easy secret thing, yeah. Because when I try and read them, it feels like I'm at uni or something. So listening is much better for me.
Yeah.
The square I'm failing at, and is going to stop me getting a blackout bingo, is reading 60% of my purchases. So
yeah, your
we'll
books
try.
In books out tally does make me laugh when I see that on Instagram.
Every time I try, and then I get sent a loads that I've requested from publishers, and I'm like, shit.
All right, so what's your pace stats
for the year?
Where's
pace?
It's on that main stats page.
Well, have I missed it?
It's below mood.
I did miss it. Medium is 51%. Fast is 47%.
No slows.
Slow is 2%.
Yes, so slow 2%. Fast 49%. Medium 49%.
What's my slow? I'm guessing it's the Farseer trilogy. It is. I knew that.
Wait, how do you click on it to see what it class as the slow book?
If you can get your little finger in there, just click the slice. Yeah, it's
I'm
a bit of a pain.
Do that.
Probably easier on a desktop.
Oh, Hungry Dragon Cookie Company. Oh.
And then my top 5 genres are fantasy, LGBT, obviously not really a genre, but romance. But it's not romance, it's books that are classed as fantasy and romance. So
yeah.
I'm not suddenly reading a lot of romance, just so no one gets excited. Thriller and mystery and horror.
Fantasy, romance, LGBTQ+, contemporary, young adult.
Okay, so let me tell you about...
What book is it saying is horror?
This new Have you read any Derek Landy?
Patience and Not Forsaken.
Yeah. Let me tell you about this challenge.
Oh, yeah, the challenge you're doing. I
want to
hear about it.
Okay, so I've stumbled across, thanks to YouTube's algorithm, it pushed it onto my feed, and it's called, let me get the exact, The Hardest Reading Challenge You'll Ever Do. Yep. And it starts on the 7th of July and goes through to the 6th of July next year. And it has a beautiful spreadsheet. Oh my God. She has made the most stunning spreadsheet known to man.
It's when you know you're a nerd. It's when you get excited by spreadsheets.
I can't even, like, when you log books on it, it even, when you put in, like, the country, there's a little map and it colours in the country on the map automatically for you. And, like, the state, it's got an American map as well. So, there's, I looked at it and I was like, okay, there's 25 prompts. 25? Yeah, 25 prompts. I was like, easy, mate. Easy. Already completed it, mate. So, the first one is read 500-page book in one day. So, ones like that, I was like, okay, possible if I plan it out, right? Complete the A to Z challenge. That's one prompt. 27 books.
Fucking hell.
26 books. How many letters are there? And then there's like one square is read 5 books from 5 author tubers. One square. Like, oh, so there's actually 138 books.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
You'll still be doing this by next year, surely.
It's a year one, so you know, complete the rainbow, so read a book of every colour. And there's quite strict rules as well, so you cannot reread anything that's rereads, cannot count. You can't count any book you DNF, which usually in challenges you can count DNF as long as you get to 50% usually. You have to review everything.
Oh God! What are you gonna do with that?
Oh wow, that's gonna be my struggle. And you can't double books between squares on a bingo board, except for a couple of them. So like the A to Z challenge, anything you use on there, you can use on another square. But yeah, so it's like there's one like read 3 books in a 24-hour period and stuff like that. Yeah. So when she said it's the hardest.
Why are you doing this yourself?
I thought it'd be fun.
Lots of your ideas are fun and generally just ways to torture yourself. Just putting it out there. Mm. Something to think about.
But I'm also, you know, I'm not stressed out if I don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm currently doing a romanticy challenge. So it's an 8-week one across June and July. I found out about it at the end of June.
Yeah.
To read 35 books. And I missed out on 3 weeks of the 8-week challenge. So I've said to myself, right, every book I read, I can count for 2 prompts.
Yeah.
Because I've lost 3 weeks. So, you know, and if I don't do it, I don't do it. That's fine.
That's that thing you sent me to find out if one of the books I read fit any of the prompts, isn't it?
Oh, that's the Every Romanticy Challenge. Yeah, yeah.
So that's a different
challenge. A different one, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But because they're both romanticy challenges, the books I read are going to tick off both.
Do you know what? The only thing I find stressful is keeping track of it all.
Yeah, I have everything as Canva graphics.
Yeah.
And I find it fun putting the little books in, so.
Okay.
Yeah, if anyone wants to do the every, what is it, the hardest reading challenge you'll ever do, just Google it and, no, not Google, search it on YouTube and you'll find it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, looks fun. And then, so the spreadsheet, I added in this little thing.
Yeah.
This little thing here, see it? So if I... Doop, doop, doop. I've done a book there. And it fills in a little progress bar. I love it.
Such a
I'm
nerd.
Obsessed with trying to do a funky spreadsheet stuff now.
Yeah, I've been going on spreadsheet training for work.
It's and fun, isn't it?
It's just feel I can feel my body physically aging when I get excited when she shows me how to do something that's really
and you're
clever.
Like yeah.
Well, there's all these times where because I've not been taught how to do a lot of things for my job properly. I am self-taught, And sometimes the self-taught way is slower, but it works.
Yeah, and exactly.
And then it's like, she shows me this way that does it in seconds, and I'm like,
oh, damn it.
You're fucking kidding me.
But also, at least you know now.
I know now.
Yeah. So tell me, what's been like a standout book for you?
Oh, I don't have any memory. Let me go look at the books, and then I will tell you. Okay, I am really loving Ali K. Mulford's romance series, The Prickle Island Zoo.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like a contemporary romance.
Contemporary romance. They're so fucking good. They hit all of the beats that I like in romance books. They have the same format romance books always do, without being like drawn out or like frustrating. Because it's like, oh, these fucking adults had a conversation. Like, this would never happen in real life. I feel like hers have all been things that could happen or do happen in real relationships.
Yeah.
And yeah, they just do really, really nice stories. Like the last one, I cried for the love, because that's the one I tagged her in.
Mm.
I was like, because I cried for the last 30 pages of the book. And I was like, I don't know what you've done, but you've just found every feeling that I have. And just like,
brought it to the surface.
Yeah. And like, because there's animals, because it's based in a zoo. So there's animal stuff as well. And I'm a sucker for animal stuff. That has me crying all the fucking time.
Animal stuff is so cute.
Yeah, it's just a really, I really enjoyed it. I have really been enjoying making my way through the series by LG Estrella, the Unconventional Heroes.
Making my way downtown.
I'm on the last book that's currently out, but I have found that he has a WordPress account, mm-hmm. and I'm now following him on WordPress, so I can see when new stuff's coming out.
Much excite.
And he does like writing prompts, but writes things in universe.
Oh.
On his blog.
That's exciting. So it's like short stories related.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe they end up in the novellas that he publishes eventually. Yeah. Really been enjoying that series. And then a couple of the romances I really enjoyed. Hate and Game and The Unhoneymooners.
Mm.
So they're not like a standout book. I'm not very good at picking one. But I just generally, this year has been no duds.
Honestly, same. I don't know if... I was actually thinking about this the other day because my overall ratings have just been really high.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I just, like, kinder this year? But I think I'm just picking really good books.
Or just unapologetically reading what you like now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just DNFing stuff really quickly as well now. I'm just like, wasting my time. I'm not going to enjoy that. Put it down. I
don't think I've got any DNFs this year. Oh, Babel.
Oh, yeah. So, I think one of...
This is 2023. I didn't read Babel. Oh, that was weird.
I think one of the standouts for me so far has been... I would say there's two standouts. Fantastic Land, which was a horror I read in February, and I would really recommend it as an audio book because it's got like interviews and stuff in it, and I really enjoy mixed media books. I want to get a physical copy so I can listen to it whilst I read, because I think that'd be fun. And I really enjoyed True Crime Story as well, which again, really recommend as an audiobook, and that was one I read as a physical alongside, and it was just so good. I would say that they're both my biggest standouts this year. Something I've just been unapologetically loving is Zodiac Academy.
Yeah, they've really gone for it this time.
I think once you accept it's not meant to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's not. It's really, really enjoyable.
It's a silly, goofy, fun time with some sad, tragic bits. Wow,
it's very depressing.
Yeah.
But luckily, they throw all the depressing stuff a couple of books in, so you kind of care about it.
Right.
So then you kind of get stuck reading it because you're like, wow, I kind of care about this character.
It sucks you in with the silly, like romance, fantasy stuff, and it's like, hey, now I'm going to break your heart.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say that they are like the standouts. I've really been... enjoying them.
You know what? I'll probably talk about this in more depth in our next reading update. I listened to In the Dream House.
Yeah, I saw you listen to that. And then I read your review.
Oh, the one I did on my blog.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of... Obviously, that blog was a bit censored.
Yeah.
Because there's things I don't want to talk about online.
It's a very hard book, very good book. And you listened to it, didn't you?
Listened, yeah. And it's narrated by
Carmen, yeah.
Yeah, because it kind of... It genuinely walks you really slowly to the point of the train crash. When the red flags and the way the trauma cycle works and how an emotional abuser will make you accept behaviour you would never accept.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my own reasons for relating to that story, which is why I'm saying the review had to be a bit... I couldn't put all of my thoughts there, because this is a real life person that people could go and find, and I don't need that nonsense. But she's quite young in it when it happens. It's her first real relationship with a woman. Obviously, I haven't dated women. I don't date women. But from that perspective, I couldn't relate to it. But in the fact it was the first relationship, that kind of thing.
Yeah, she went into it quite naively.
Yeah.
Not that the victim is the one to blame, but...
But she misses a lot of flags. She does a good job of explaining how she was vulnerable to abuse. Through things that happened in her teenage and childhood.
Yeah.
I
remember shedding a few tears when I read that.
Yeah, I was listening to it.
Yeah, so did I, yeah.
In the car driving.
Oh, no.
So there was a couple of times I was like, this is probably a bit intense for driving.
I've always wanted to reread that as a physical so I can annotate it, because I feel like I would have a lot of thoughts to put down on paper.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, and also for me...
When did I read that? 2021?
Oh, God, that was ages ago.
Gosh, it doesn't feel that long ago.
For me, it was quite validating in that everything she was talking about, I could relate to.
Mm.
And it's kind of like, oh, okay... Like, this is someone, it's real kind of thing. Yeah. So I also recommend it for that reason.
I don't know if it's... I think it might be on Everand. I strongly recommend her short story collection.
Yeah,
her
body and other parties. I've never read any of her fiction, but yeah. I think I might now.
Yeah. I think she is a very emotionally competent writer.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was also quite a good one.
I've recently read two books that I think that you would love.
Yeah.
I've read When the Moon Hatched.
Yes, I think really you would love this, that. It's such a big book.
Yeah, it's 20 hours, 690 pages. Mm. There was a lot I didn't like about it. It wasn't a big hit for me, but I think you would really enjoy it. And I recently read Lore of the Wilds, which is one we've discussed before. It was on a few of my coming up lists. Hang on, let me show you the cover. And I flipping loved it, and I think you would flipping love it as well. Do you remember that cover?
Yes, I do remember that cover. Okay.
Just throwing those two out there.
Right.
Lovely. I will give my thoughts on probably both of them in our next reading update. I don't know when that's coming.
Next week.
Oh, lovely. For them. There you go then.
You just consult. We've got a spreadsheet now, guys. Well, we've had one all year.
Yeah.
We know.
It's just whether or not we remember to look at it is the problem.
Reading updates next.
Yeah.
So.
Perfect.
Yeah, I've got... I don't know if I'm going to have too many things to talk about. I've been listening or reading some really interesting stuff lately.
We might have to make that a two-part.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, join us next week and find out. let us know how your reading's going. Come join us in the Facebook group or on our Discord, both of which are linked in the description. And tell us about your reads. Tell us about how your goals are going. And we would love to see you there.
And don't forget to download, subscribe, follow on your preferred podcasting platform, please. Really helps us get out there. We're slowly climbing back out of the pit the algorithm put us in. So anything you do is extremely helpful to us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you next week. Bye.